listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. In this episode, we look at why persons with disabilities are particularly vulnerable to HIV and AIDS. About 10% of the world's population have a disability. Just like any other person, many engage in behaviours which place them at risk of HIV infection, such as unprotected heterosexual or male-to-male sex, and injecting drug use. However, persons with disabilities frequently have limited access to HIV education, information, and prevention services. They may be turned away from community HIV education forums because of assumptions they are not sexually active or do not engage in other risky behaviour, such as injecting drugs. Dr. Susan Giroux, Director of Technical Resources Division of Handicap International in Lyon, France, tells us more.
Once someone does have HIV, and now we're talking about access to care and support, many of the issues regarding access are difficult for people with either sensory impairment, like people with visual impairment or people who are hearing impaired, people who may have problems with physical mobility, and other people who may have mental health conditions or who may have intellectual disability. Access is really key.
Children with disabilities who are outside mainstream education miss vital sexual and reproductive health education. In some communities, low literacy levels amongst those who are disabled means they cannot read available HIV prevention information. Similarly, lack of material in Braille format means people with visual impairments cannot read this information either. Studies have shown that a large percentage of persons with disabilities will experience sexual assault or abuse during their lifetime. With women and girls, persons with intellectual impairments, and those in specialised institutions, schools or hospitals being at particularly high risk. In some cultures, persons with disabilities are raped in the belief that this will cure an HIV-positive individual. Although the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities does not explicitly refer to HIV or AIDS in its definition, states are required to recognise that persons with living with HIV who are exposed to stigma and discrimination fall under the protection of the Convention. Sarah Peak, Policy Advisor for HIV/AIDS in the International Health Division of Health Canada, explains why.
People living with HIV and AIDS and persons with disabilities have many shared challenges, and that there are common barriers to access, and that there are shared experiences between both groups.
There is a critical need to break down the barriers of stigma and discrimination against people with disabilities and those living with HIV/AIDS who work as professionals within the health sector. Dr. Alice Wellborn, former chair of the International Community of Women Living with HIV and AIDS, explains.
Globally, there are huge numbers of people living with HIV or with other disabilities within the health sector who daren't reveal the disabilities that they have to their colleagues, to their managers, for fear of somehow being looked down upon for having somehow failed their profession. And the great tragedy is, in South Africa, for instance, and other countries, year on year, there's a net reduction in the number of people in the health sector owing to AIDS-related sickness and death.
One part of the response to this problem in South Africa is that the government has recognised that disability organisations have a role to play in providing HIV prevention, care and treatment. Counsellors with disabilities are placed in voluntary testing centres, and free HIV testing is encouraged at disability meetings. Sign language interpreters are being trained in key HIV messages and are being assigned to HIV clinics. But experts say, along with caregivers, everyone has a role to play in integrating persons with disabilities, as Dr. Susan Giroux explains.
If you are a caregiver of someone with a disability, if you work as a professional, if you are a person with hearing impairment, a visual impairment, or other impairments, you also have a role to play to be sure that anyone else is not stigmatized because they are living with HIV within your own community. We all have a role to play.
That was Dr. Susan Giroux from Handicap International. If you would like to learn more about this issue, there are links to related information on the transcript page of this podcast episode. Look for the link to the podcast on the homepage of our website at www.who.int. That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, do drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Riemer in Geneva.